We are joined by the head basketball coach at North Carolina Central. He led NCCU to their first NCAA tournament in school history. He was the national Pepsi Hotshot champ as a 12-year-old. NCCU, 28-5, the MEAC champs. They're number 14 seed in the East. They take on Iowa State tomorrow at a 9:50 p.m. Eastern game. Lavelle Moten is my guest. Lavelle, nice to visit with you. Good to have you on. How are you?
Oh, man. Thanks, Jim, man. Before we even get started, I've been a huge fan since I was a kid, man. So thank you so much for having me.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, Lavelle. It's great to have you on. I love your backstory. I love what you're doing there. So let's get right into this. I saw you were very emotional when you beat Morgan State on Saturday to win the MEAC title and wrap up that NCAA bid. Take me through it. What types of emotions were going through you in that moment?
You know, for that moment, a lot of people don't know that, you know, before every game, I have a pregame ritual with my daughter. She's five. And, you know, basically before we start the game, I find her in the crowd and we both give each other a heart-shaped sign and look through it and blow each other a kiss. And that's our ritual. It's been like that since he was 2 years old. And I come out for the championship game and I look in the crowd and I find her and she's asleep. And I was like, oh, wow, I hope this ain't any indication of how this game is going to go. So I keep glancing up there, and she's asleep the entire game. And once we had the game in wrap, you know, our crowd is standing up with probably 10 seconds at the free throw line, and I see her hand, like, waving to get my attention. And I catch her eye, and she gives me the heart sign and blow me a kiss. And from there, I just lost it. You know, it was just I lost all composure, man. And you couple that with the fact that, you know, it's been a really tough journey for us as a basketball team and just a basketball coach in general. You know, that was a lot of emotion at that time.
Lavelle Moten joining us on the program. The journey really is something. I mean, you're coaching a team that's only been a full Division I member for three seasons. How were you able to get in there and get to the tournament so quickly?
Number one, I had really good players. You know, that was the key. I just knew we had to get really good players. And I got an incredible staff around me, an incredible support system with my AD and my chancellor. And they told me, you know, whatever we need, I know we're limited financially, but we're going to give you any and everything that we possibly can to get you to the next hump. And, you know, every kid that we recruit, we tell them, you know, if you're looking for easy, don't come here. You know, it's not going to be easy. We hold you accountable every single day. And, you know, we created a coach and a fabric of hard work. And what we're seeing is the fruition of that.
Lavelle Moten joining us, head basketball coach at North Carolina Central. You know, you had a vision and you had a plan, so much so that when you were hired, you gave the hiring committee and your AD a manual which said, in your fifth year, you would lead that team to a MEAC championship and an NCAA tournament bid. You're in your fifth year. What does it mean to you then to see it become reality and to lead your alma mater to its first NCAA tournament?
Wow, it was incredible. You hit the nail on the head. You know, when I got hired, it was a huge committee, and I gave like a 67-page manual. And I told them, you know, this is, I was familiar, obviously, I was an alum of the university. And I said, throughout this transition, if you trust me and if you do me a favor and hire me, I will win you a championship. And here's why. And I just knew that, number one, I had players that I could possibly extend myself to and invite them to North Carolina Central in hopes of them, you know, becoming better. And then my backcourt this year, you know, I had my eyes on those guys, and I just thought if they ever could play in the same backcourt, then, you know, and this time of year is pretty much dominated by backcourts, that we could win a championship. And, you know, God let it happen.
You know, you got to have talent. You got to have talent. But above and beyond that, you've got to have guys who stay together. Norfolk State coach Robert Jones said recently, and I quote, "I don't really know exactly what they do over there to get that bond the way it is, but you can tell those guys like playing with each other and they'll do anything. They're really brothers on the court." I mean, right. It's one thing to have talent, but how do you generate that kind of bond among your players?
You know, it's extremely tough. I don't even know if I have that magical answer, but what I try to do, Jim, is, you know, we try to spend a lot of time together. I spoke with Shaka Smart probably a couple of summers ago, and he said one thing. It was at the Billy Donovan Coaches Clinic. And he said, one thing we're going to try to do is spend the most time with our players in the country. And, you know, I thought that was something that, even though we don't have a huge budget like Ohio State or Duke or whatever, that's something we could accomplish. And with that becomes, you know, you gain camaraderie and things of that nature. So we go to church together. We bowl together. And I just create an atmosphere in preseason.
Lavelle Moten joining us on the program. NCCU going up against Ohio State tomorrow. You know, I'm trying to get into that matchup, but there's so much in this backstory that's interesting. You know, you also talk about bringing in different guys to address your team and talk to them about, quote, the real. What's the real, and who are some of the guys who've come in?
This year, you know, I had the opportunity. Well, the real is just that. It's a segment where we allow people, guest speakers, to come in and give them real-life stories, because my concern is these young men, when that ball stops bouncing, and they got to go out here and face this real world, and I don't have a bunch of pros on my team, so that's just how I have to coach them. This year, we had a Rodney Rogers, who you're probably familiar with, who grew up 5 minutes away from us. He was a McDonald's All-American, ACC Player of the Year, NBA Draft Lottery pick, and you know, unfortunately now he's paralyzed. He's a paraplegic. You know, he got in a bad accident. And he came in and just told his story and just about the appreciation of life. And we have a young man by the name of Patrick Dowdett, a.k.a. Night Wonder, who's a hip-hop producer who's produced for Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z and Beyonce and things of that nature. So he really came in and shared his story about his grind and his hustle, and our kids really responded.
Yeah, Lavelle, it seems to me like when you bring these people in and they talk about the grind, they talk about what they've been through. I mean, as the head coach, it sounds like it's all really easy. You just kind of set this up and you put the right guys in the right spots, but it hasn't been easy. In fact, you grew up in some of the toughest parts of Boston and Raleigh. What was life like for you growing up?
You know, Boston was it was crazy. During the time that I was there, you know, it was Orchard Park. It was the murder capital of the world for 4 years. And, you know, I didn't have much inspiration. And I tell you, the guys that gave me inspiration was a group that was from the projects by the name of New Edition with Bobby Brown and those guys. And, you know, once I saw them on TV, you know, I really believed in myself and I really believed that I could do something. And at that time, the neighborhood was just too crazy. And I mean, it was the crack epidemic and the introduction of that. So, you know, guns and violence, you know, came into the scene. And my mom moved us down to Raleigh, North Carolina, where I really grew up. And it was another housing project, but it was a bit better. Still tough, but you know, fortunately I was connected and I got off the streets by going to the Boys and Girls Club. And that really helped me and provided me with a pathway to success.
I mean, so New Edition was a source of inspiration, but for real perspective, as you look back over, like, I don't know, a 30-year period, how many kids from your neighborhood went to college?
And it was five, and two of them came from my mother's roof, my older brother and myself. And, you know, it was crazy. That was a unreal statistic. You know, when the city came in and did the gentrification thing, you know, it was a matter of, should we keep this project up or should we tear it down? And you know, it was more so that, you know, we need to tear it down and try to rebuild this thing and get some more positive things happening in this environment. So it was just a statistic nonetheless that, you know, it was demoralizing, especially to try to go through that. So I'm just grateful that God allowed me to make it through.
Lavelle Moten joining us on the program. His team, North Carolina Central, in the tournament going up against Iowa State tomorrow night, 9:50 p.m. Eastern. You know, you're also tight with one of my favorite guys. You and Jerry Stackhouse were best friends growing up. You played on the same AAU team together. I got to know, what was Stack like back in the day? I'm guessing pretty similar to the way he is right now.
Well, Jim, it was crazy, man. You know, the previous year, I led the team in scoring. And my coach said, well, I'm going to get you some help. And, you know, so the following year, I'm coming from baseball practice, so I'm a little bit late. And I walk in the gym, and we always scrimmaged like older men that was already at the gym. That's how our practices were structured. As soon as I'm walking in, I see a kid coming down. I see a man coming down, and he got like hair on his chest, and he just take off close to the free throw line and dunk it. And I'm like, who uncle is this? Like, where does he play? I thought he played overseas, and he was like, no, that's Jerry Stackhouse. He's like the top ninth grader in the state. I was like, what? You know, so he was the same height and the same size that he was now. He was just a five man then. And, you know, it was him and I and a guy named Chuck Cornegie, who went to NC State and later on Villanova, Jeff Capel. So we were absolutely loaded, man. So it was incredible to play with Stack, and I thought he was the most fearless basketball player I've ever seen.
Lavelle Moten, my guest. Before you go, tell me, who is Leo Ward?
Oh, that's incredible. That touches my heart. She's a young lady. You know, the first thing I do is look online and try to catch up with the local news that's going on in my area. And one day I looked and I saw that, you know, there was going to be a prom for people who had severe disabilities who never had the opportunity to attend their prom. And, you know, I never attended my prom neither. So I was like, you know, I think this would be a great opportunity. So they had a number that you could call. And I called the number, and they asked if I want a chauffeur. And I said, nah, give me your hottest date. And they connected us, and they told me a lot of things about her so I could prep myself for the date. And she loved pink, so I went and got a Pink Floyd album. She loved Pink Floyd as well. I rented a pink limousine, and we went to this prom called Dance Like No One's Watching. And it's on YouTube under Dance Like No One's Watching with Leah Ward and Lavelle Moten. And we've had a connection ever since. And when I dropped her off, I told her, look, you can't have one date with me and dump me. Like, we got to be friends for the rest of our lives. And we have. And you know, just she has a disease called Wim's disease. And, you know, it really attacks the immune system. But her spirit is incredible. And she really puts this wins and losses basketball thing into perspective for me. So she's made me a better person, you know, just by knowing her.
It's beautiful. Lavelle Moten, my guest. He is the head coach at North Carolina Central. When he applied for that job, he said, I've got this 5-year plan. We'll win the conference. We'll get to the NCAA tournament. And that's exactly where they are. They've got Iowa State tomorrow, 9:50 p.m. Eastern. Lavelle, great job. I wish I could have spent more time. Actually, I don't. I didn't spend time on the matchup because I thought the backstory was incredible. So great to have you on the show. Good luck. Hope we can do it again soon.
Jim, thanks a lot, man. My pleasure.
That was great. Enjoyed that. Good luck to you. Be good.